to you, baby. Come on. That was a good ass intro.
It was.
It was different. It was Beyonce like. We told nobody about that.
It was.
Pete Wiles.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We have him in the studio.
He's right here next to
the audio cave.
I'm cool by association right now.
My dick is hard.
It is.
In the gayest way.
It is.
Is there a No, that must be heterosexual.
Well, like, there's one non-homosexual way. You wake up with it. It's not your fault.
Yeah, I know, because you could be tricked. Like, right. Maybe you had a gay dream, and you're like, oh no!
It's not my fault! So I was this way.
So today we are going to get a little wild.
We are.
You know, I don't know how this is going to end up.
It doesn't matter.
Because when we get wild, the last week, couple weeks actually,
yep.
Got a little fucking crazy.
We have drank at least 6 beers or drinks.
In the last 12 minutes?
Every day.
Yeah.
For the last 7 days.
That's impressive.
Just, yeah.
No, that's concerning.
Yeah, no. That's impressive.
Right. You know what? That's
don't
not that
try
wild.
This at home.
The last time I got this wild,
yeah.
My dick was real itchy for like 7 days.
He had to take pills to get rid of the itch.
Yeah, Obamacare didn't cover it.
It did not.
I can't wait to
that cover.
I'm so glad
you thought
about this.
Doesn't matter.
Cover my damn
matter.
Dick pills. What's that about? Special guest today.
Yep.
Pete Wild.
Pete motherfucking Wild.
Pete, say something.
What's up?
That was weak. You guys have no idea. We took Pete Wild out last night.
We did.
To see,
yep.
Is the name the real deal?
Is it?
I don't know. We'll tell you later.
Debatable.
Yeah. Pete got a little wild.
He did.
Turns out DV's pretty wild too.
We are.
Not a bad thing.
Nope.
You know what I mean? He's coming out of California.
He is?
Yeah. Only 3 things good come out of California, or 3 things in general. 3
avocados.
That's 4. Because I've
you're
got 3.
Welcome.
Yeah. 3 things that I could think of come out of California outside of Pete Wild. Surfers.
Surfers.
Queers.
Gays.
Musicians.
Musicians.
He's one of the 3 for certain. And yep. But most importantly, he's probably 2 of them.
You
but,
know what?
But noted, he does not own a surfboard.
I was going to say, I've heard him play a guitar, so I'm pretty sure he might be a musician. So
yeah.
He might be number 2 there.
I'm trying to talk him down right now just because like his coolness is on another level.
It's outrageous.
It really is.
It is.
I want to bring him down and build him back up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want to be his Whiplash.
I want to be his raper. You know how they keep him in the basement and then they get, what's that called? Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm,
like,
yep.
I love my rape.
There you go.
That's
it's not his fault.
Yeah.
He's in a bad position.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, though, he's a very talented musician.
He is.
My favorite musician?
Yeah.
Only because
he's
I don't follow
favorite.
Too many musicians. I do.
Well, he's mainly ours because we have a signed guitar.
We do.
Of him.
Right.
Which makes him my favorite.
We asked him to sign it.
Yeah.
And he was like,
no.
If we're lucky, he'll get some ass sweat on our seats tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll like contract from him talent.
That's just science.
That's how that works out.
I don't know about science in this program.
Right.
So.
But on some real shit,
yep.
He is very good looking.
Outrageously.
He has the style and mustache that makes you question, what is life?
Right.
You know what I mean? What is my existence?
Do I like girls?
Right. He's a tiny man, though.
Yeah.
I've been with some women that are bigger than him.
How much
and I've thrown them around, so stay away from me or you're in trouble.
How much would you guess he weighs?
With the clothes on or off?
On.
No, I want to envision him off.
Okay, off.
Okay.
What?
Off, ooh. But he's holding like 6 rolls of quarters.
But he still has to be Pete Wild. So like clothes off, but like leather boots on.
Obviously.
Okay. We're going to go.
Tight leather pants.
$112?
$112? That's probably very accurate.
Right? That's so fucked up.
For Pete Wild today, we typically have an audience.
We do.
Our live audience is pretty big today.
It's the biggest it's been.
Who do we have in here today? Should we name
every one of them?
All right, we've got Peter the Wild.
Peter the Wild.
We've got Nicole the Infamous Tamiz.
Don't forget us though.
I'm
Ski. You always forget us.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm Black.
I'm White.
And we've got Royce DeCapo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Ski Ray's mother in the audio cave.
Yep.
That's a real thing. She's giving me a fist right now?
Mama Bear? It's a fist with like one finger up the top.
We had an abusive relationship. I'm so disciplined.
Ski Ray, he just ran into the fucking, you know,
doorknob. We also have in town my cousin Kelly. Kelly, say hello. Oh, she's so respectful. She doesn't belong here. She's really upset that she's here right now. And we've got Danielle. She's so adorable. She's just glad to be a part of this thing. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I mean? She's like the ugly girl where you're like, hey, you want to go out? She's like, yes. She'll go any goddamn where. 2 for $20 Applebee's. You know what I mean? Let's fucking run that shit. I'll pay my tab. You know what I mean? Are you driving? I'll pick you up. We've not touched on, though, enough. This is starting weird.
Yeah.
But we've not talked about enough the coolness that is PY.
I like the touchdown better.
Yeah. The radio just doesn't quite do his coolness justice.
It doesn't.
So our people can get a visual of what he looks like.
Go ahead.
Let's describe his coolness.
I can tell you right now, it's very dark in this room and he's wearing sunglasses.
This is true. No way are they required. He's not Ray Charles.
No. There's no sun in here.
None.
We have a very dim light.
It's nighttime.
He was like, just dim it a little bit. I put these sunglasses on. My eyeballs hurt.
He talks very tranquil.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if he were a transsexual, he'd be the best one-nighter.
He would be a very attractive transsexual.
He looks like he could fuck a bitch tomorrow. Right. Today.
if he got in a fight with Floyd Mayweather, like, he would lose, like, horrendously, and it would be very, very dangerous. Don't get in a fight with Floyd Mayweather. But I bet, like, in the post, he would be like, you know what? That guy was kind of cool.
You know what? If he just had, like, a brief 5-minute conversation with Floyd Mayweather, I feel like Floyd would be like, oh, I know how to read. I get it.
Yeah. I felt it.
Yeah. Oh. That's what you mean.
There it is.
He looks like he sarcastically sleeps.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really need to.
Right.
But his mom's concerned for his health, so he's like, okay, Mom.
I'll do it, Mom.
6 hours. So stay tuned later.
Yep.
We are definitely going to interview the Pete that became wild. We'll ask him when he became wild.
Yeah.
There was a turning point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when I was 11, I wasn't wild.
Yeah.
When I was 13, lost my virginity, I was wild.
13, baby.
I was wild for like 33 seconds.
Was it 33 seconds?
It was so wild.
Wow. That's impressive. 33 seconds? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that was 30 seconds longer than mine.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait for the interview. I smoked so many cigarettes in preparation for this.
Just to be cool?
Just to feel like I could fit in with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's what cool people do, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
They fucking lean against like artistic graffiti walls.
Like,
smoke cigarettes and gaze into the sunset. Boom, default Instagram, baby.
Yeah. No filter.
Yeah, that's how that happens.
Yeah.
So what are we drinking in the DV cave today?
PBR.
PBR.
I'm like embarrassed that I like it.
I'm not.
Are you?
Just because I don't know shit about beer anyways.
It's good.
I drink Bud Light. Why do I give a shit what I'm drinking? You know what I mean?
But, like, I'm very surprised. It is very good.
Well, this is a true story.
It is.
Up until 2 days ago, I literally had no idea what PBR was.
That's a true story.
I'm a black, so, you know, beer is beer. Crown Royal, baby. So, that's my whole thing. Presentation is everything to me.
Right.
The PBR can just never caught my eye. I honestly thought it was something that you drank, like, if you lived in a double wide.
Right.
Maybe you own a bowling ball.
Right.
You know, you're that guy that keeps
a bowling ball.
Right. You keep it in your trunk, you know what I mean, next to like your rape kit. You know what I mean? They keep it in there just in case like a random bowling game busts out, because that happens all the time.
The
you think it's talking about bowling?
The can is very Confederately.
Yeah.
It's so Confederate.
It's outrageous.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like Donald Trump's like, get a PBR. And fuck Obama.
Give me the PBR, baby.
I feel like this is what they used to write slaves free papers on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just fucking,
on the outside of a PBR can.
Are we going to, though? Are we going to drink responsibly?
No.
Nope.
The reason why I ask. That's incredible. The only reason why I asked that is because the last couple weeks, things have just gotten worse for my liver. Recap.
Yep.
What went on the last couple weeks?
We've gone out every fucking week.
Yeah. For starters, where'd we go? I think we went to Mill Ave.
We did go to Mill
Ave. Which is College Town.
Yep.
Arizona State Territory.
Right.
No exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
I had less than, 14 shots, 7 drinks, three beers.
Oh my god, it's been it's
two
been
white women.
Yeah, right. That's like each one white woman is like six beers. So, right. Yeah.
How I didn't wake up in a basement is beyond me. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, where I did wake up, my grandmother's house, is very strange.
This is true.
But I want to make note of this. Have you not noticed a lot of my stories end up one way or another at my goddamn grandma's house?
I have noticed that.
It's a fucking awesome old hag there. Nana, we actually, that's what I call her, Nana.
Nana.
I'm a grown man. Hi, Nana.
He is. Loose quotations, grown man.
Well, let's do this, right? Super loose. We hereby induct into the DV Hall of Fame.
This is the third person in the Hall of Fame now.
Nana.
Nana.
That's it.
Yep.
There it is.
There it is.
This one's for you. Should we drink to that?
Let's drink to it.
I'm drinking
right now.
Visualize it.
Everybody's drinking right now. It's funny. Yeah.
This is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grab my drink.
What a jackass.
Let's do it later. It's been a crazy past couple of weeks, though.
It has.
I had an ex reach out to me.
Really?
An ex, not even girlfriend, just an
boyfriend?
Just an attractive like thing. You know what I mean? Just
so
an attractive thing. We
could be boyfriend.
It could be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've never seen her naked, so the verdict is out.
Oh, okay.
The jury, what is that saying? Too drunk.
The jury. The jury's out. The jury's in.
Is that the thing? That's the thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's a hung jury.
That's what I meant to say. Because we grew close back in like 2007, 2008.
Right.
What year are we in?
2015.
That's basically.
That's bad.
Yeah. So that was 7-8 years ago.
17 years ago.
Right. Basically. so we lost touch. You know what I mean? So I liked her, to be honest, back then. But we never took the next step because, well, she said she was a virgin and she wanted to wait till marriage. So, you know, I would have thought that was just like a swell idea if I was Mormon.
Right,
but the thing is, I'm not.
Or like if you're part of 19 Kids and Counting.
Right. True. I own a pocket pussy. And let's be real. I fuck bitches. So. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Let me tell you something. The Rock's gonna, he's gonna slide up to you real nice. And he's gonna whip it out. And he's gonna fuck you!
He had one eyebrow up the whole time. I wish you could
saw it. WWF reference. Not too many people got that.
WWF. He tilted his head with his own
baby. Yeah.
He flexed. Flexed.
Well, be honest with me.
Yep.
Would you legit wait till you were married?
No.
It just doesn't matter if you think that you'll wait till you're married. Do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
No.
I couldn't either.
It'd be terrible.
So to finish my story.
Right.
She hits me up.
Yep.
And I'm cheesing because this is a decade later. And
cheesing.
I'm thinking,
what is that?
I'm just so excited.
Really
to the white people.
I was really feeling myself. Here's why. A decade later.
We heard the pocket pussy.
Right.
Yeah, I got your feelings.
An ex is hitting me up from a decade later.
Yep.
Okay, that's boomerang pussy. It doesn't matter where you go.
It's true.
Who you're with, I tried to tell my listeners.
You did.
That ass comes back to Ski Ray. Right, just like that.
Crikey.
Right, so I was most proud of this because, like I said, I've never slept with her. She was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing with fame, though. With my, you know, that ex hitting me up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches come out of nowhere. They're fucking peekaboo ass bitches. They startle you.
Come out of the woodwork.
Groupies are fucking aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about groupies, they just ooze chlamydia.
You know they do.
That's why you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Too many pre-existing conditions. You know what I mean? You try and housebreak them.
Sure.
You know, but she can only sleep comfortably, you know, on a mattress with no sheets.
Right.
Because that's what she used, you know, from her hoe days.
Right.
So, you know, whenever you have a hoe over, you know how you, like, you don't let them lay on your linen because that's fucking gross.
You look like I know this.
On the top of the comforter, please.
Yeah.
Please.
You pull the sheets literally off the bed. You lay on this mattress, you dirty bitch. And I'm flipping it over after you leave also.
That's pretty fucking dirty.
It's
you
dirty.
Must have a double pillow side bed.
Yeah.
I mean, it make like it double-sided. Yeah, it's not a pillow top.
Pillow top. For That's
sure.
What it was. Pillow top.
Rent-A-Center, thank you.
Double pillow top, baby.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. But it is cool.
Yeah.
Having people recognize you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You remember growing up in, like, high school?
Yeah.
Or even college, being, like, an athlete?
Yes, I remember growing up in high school.
Well, yeah, we went to high school together.
We did.
We were athletes.
We were.
We were pretty much celebrities.
We were kind of a big deal.
I remember in high school, a white girl.
Yep.
Her name was Tessa.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave her last name out.
Okay.
But she wore my jersey to a football game.
Really?
But she wore it backwards, you know, so you could see, like, my name.
Right.
And I remember losing the game. distracted.
Right, and then she flipped it inside out.
Because my name was going across her titties, and I was thinking, that is so goddamn cool. You know what I mean? My name is on a pair of white titties. Maybe pink tan nipples, I don't know, but that's the whole excitement of it all. What's going on behind my name?
You know? That's the Mexican tattoo named on the white women for the boobs.
Yeah, so yeah. It's funny how things change like a decade later.
Mm-hmm.
My name on a woman's tits,
sure.
That's child's play.
Is it?
You know what I want to see on a woman's tits?
What?
My seed, baby. Yeah.
Seed,
what's that called? A pearl necklace?
Yeah.
Bestow these pearls upon your chest that I bequeath to thee.
You're welcome.
God
save
damn,
those for later.
I fucking love groupies. Physically though, not emotionally, because that would just be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever fallen in love with a hoe?
Yeah, Nicole. Hand me that PBR, Nicole.
That is incredible. I'll admit, I fucked up once.
Uh-huh.
One time.
Go on.
Went to a strip club.
Yep.
Because I'm a fucking man.
You are a man.
And if I'm going to go to a buffet,
mm-hmm,
and eat funky, dirty ass food,
a buffet,
it might as well be in a strip club.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. If I can see ass and titties and mm-hmm chicken fingers,
right,
is that not the American dream?
Yeah.
It's my dream.
That sounds like a good dream.
I wake up hungry all the time.
I don't know if I could eat a buffet at a strip club.
Really?
Yeah, it just seems very unsanitary.
That's
and
so good.
Like, yeah. I feel like there's going to be celery out, and you're like, do I eat this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
So to finish this story,
yep,
it's weird that I go to the strip club. I said I go because I'm a goddamn man, but, like, the strip club's not my thing. It's misleading.
Go on.
You go, you look at titties, you get all riled up.
Right.
For what? To go home and
pre-rape.
Pre-rape?
That's what it is, yeah.
Just to, like, preconceive the rape, yeah, in your head. Like this is what I'm going to do.
I'm
going to
rape you in my head so hard.
That's the thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck that.
I'm not a strip club guy.
So anyway, this one time, me and my friend go. Okay. Bryce, I think you may know him.
I do know
him. Right. Mm-hmm. He convinces me to go, so I go. But when I went, I was on a mission. My whole thing was, I'm taking one of these bitches out of here.
You see the rape thing.
Right.
In his eyes. Right. Like, fucking piercing.
I'm taking one of these women.
Yeah, it's not an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, no option is rape.
Shit, yes.
Watch shit.
Okay, all right. So I get where he's coming from then, because his next words to me were, relax, bro. But you know... Do you know how he tells me, you know how many guys come into this place and hit on chicks, and you're taking nobody out of here? So I say, yeah, sure. Anyways, so we get there, and I make eye contact with this Cuban chick.
Right.
All
right.
So I spent my whole night with her. I gave her all $63 that I had. High roller. I know. Right. So, but when I put my last dollar into her little like panties or whatever those things were,
right.
I was kind of sad. You know what I mean? Like the last bite of cereal. It's like, there's no more. You know what I mean? You want more.
Still semi-hungry.
Yeah, kind of like when you want more milk in your cereal, but there's no more milk.
Right.
You know, so you got to eat dry-ass cereal. So then you just cook eggs, but you're like, I didn't fucking want eggs. Yeah. So it's just ruined.
I wanted this milky, like, weird substance.
Right. Yeah, right. So I run out of money.
Yep.
My buddy Bryce is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was getting like a rim job for $500, which was weird.
Wait, was he getting the rim job or was he giving a rim job?
No, he was getting it, baby.
$500 for a stripper to lick your butthole.
I thought it was weird. An expensive ass cleaning. I thought that was expensive for an ass cleaning. You know what I mean? So, but I digress.
You dig.
So I find the Cuban chick that I was with earlier.
Right.
That I gave all my money to.
$63.
I grab her by the ass,
mm-hmm,
and whisper in her ear very seductively.
Right.
Come home with me and give me my $63.
Double or nothing, baby.
I never got my $63 back, but I did get her back to the home,
uh-huh,
and fucking mixed that ass.
Did you get the $60 from Bryce?
No, but that would be a better ending to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was only in movies, though.
That's how it ended.
Yeah.
That's how it ended. You guys didn't hear that.
So here's my thing with the rest of the story. No bullshit. I fell in love with her overnight.
Really?
A hoe. Right. I think because she was like a prized possession. She was a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
She was my deer head above the fire. You know what I mean? Because people say you cannot get a stripper out of the club. That's not the thing.
Right.
I got her home.
I've heard that before.
And was like, welcome home, baby.
This is yours.
Make me a sandwich. That story kind of makes me wonder something.
What?
We've got Pete Wilde here.
We do.
He's in the music biz.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably got some groupies.
I bet he has so many. I'd be a groupie if I was there.
I'm his groupie. I mean, he won't let me hit, but right. I'm working on it. Right. This dick is NyQuil. Just give it time. Yeah, I can't wait till you fall asleep. But then, but it does make me wonder with the music business.
Yep.
Who are some of the biggest hoes in the music business? Because there's some out there.
There are some out there. That's a good question.
Yeah, we should ask who do we have in here?
Our audience?
Who are some of the biggest hoes in the music business? If you had to throw out a name, what would you say?
One name.
Nicki Minaj. Amber Rose. Kim K.
Kim K.
Kim K.
Don't you dare badmouth my woman like that. He
loves her.
I love her.
You do.
In weird ways.
I mean, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would be her.
She'd laugh, probably.
I'd be her whatever she'd need me to be.
Anything.
I'd be her goddamn bathroom rug. It doesn't matter. She's beautiful.
You just want butt cheeks.
Yeah. I got a list here of some women that I'm positive are hosts.
A list?
Yeah.
You do a list?
I got a couple.
Let's do a couple. All right. Let's do two or three. Let's do it.
Let me go first.
You go first.
I'm going to go with the woman that I'm positive is a hoe.
Yep.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
She's without a doubt a funky, stinky, dirty ass hoe.
Right.
I've never been a fan of her personally.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because she looks like what you pour out of your vacuum when it's full.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
She looks like what Norton is protecting everyone from. Right. She's fucking
dead. She does.
That's not what you get from her?
No, I do.
Well, give me a hoe then.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle? You're going to have to update the black crowd we've got going here tonight.
Everybody knows who Susan Boyle is.
Really?
Yeah. I know Susan Boyle is.
Everybody.
Shit.
That ugly British chick?
Yeah, the British.
Yeah.
I don't know American.
The ugly British one.
Yeah. She's like 75 years old.
Yep. Yeah. But she's a freaking
75-year-old woman was on Susan Boyle. Was on Susan Boyle. Was on American Idol?
Was on Susan Boyle. Sounds like a weird drug. It's like the cheap knockoff version of Molly.
Jesus.
Oh, give me that Susan Boyle.
It sounds like a hip name to call like your hard boiled egg.
Yeah.
Susan Boyle. Get that Susan, please.
Give me Susan Boyle on the rocks.
All right,
I got another one. Hold on. Real quick.
Okay.
I forgot the first name. The last name's Cyrus, though.
Miley Cyrus?
No, it's Billy Ray. Oh. Billy Ray Cyrus.
He's a hoe?
He's such a hoe. Wow. Okay, what's yours?
Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
She's the perfect amount of hoe, though. She's the amount of hoe that you defend to your family. Like, shut up, mom. You don't understand. Nobody does. I love her. And she's wearing, like, 9-inch heels as you have this discussion with your mom. I've got one more for you.
Yep.
And this one is just resounding in my head. This is what I think of when I hear the word hoe.
Okay.
Brittany Murphy.
The dead one?
Wow.
For people who
do
not
know.
Wait,
is she a singer, though?
Yeah, B-Rabbit's girlfriend in 8 Mile. That's what she's most known for. Right. You know what I mean? I know what everyone's thinking. Ski right. Ray, you know, she's dead.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I question, is she? Do you know that to be a fucking fact? Because she's the biggest hoe, okay? And hoes are always cheating, so who's to say she's not cheating death?
Makes sense to me.
You don't fucking know her life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's why they casted her to cheat on B-Rabbit in 8 Mile.
Right.
They were like, hey, Brittany Murphy, just be you, okay?
Play yourself, baby.
It worked out well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My last one.
Okay.
Pete Wilde. He doesn't know what went on last night, so hey. He's blushing.
Yeah, that is very true.
It's true.
Just going off of that, there's some celebrity dudes who are married to ugly wives.
Yeah.
And they seemingly smile.
Wolverine.
Yeah, they smile as if to portray happiness in public. Yeah. It's not real love.
No.
Or happiness.
It's gross.
It can't be.
Yucky.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. Marry ugly people.
Mm-mm.
Procreate.
Yep.
Spawn ugly children. Uh-uh. Fuck's your problem.
Don't want that.
You know what I mean? You knew that was going to happen before you had sex.
Right,
you're
right.
Like, well, maybe it'll be cute.
Right.
No, it's not going to be. It's just not.
Right.
You know, people say you can't have an ugly baby or like no one will call a baby ugly.
Right.
I'll call that baby ugly.
Yeah,
to the face.
I'll say yeah.
You're an ugly baby.
Your baby looks like Flubber.
There we go.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's a thing.
You're welcome.
But
Robin Williams.
Yeah. I'm not shallow. Okay, but ugly people are gross.
I'm not shallow, but ugly people are gross.
But my personal opinion.
Sure.
Because you know how people say, like, it's only the inside that counts?
Right.
That's just something ugly people say.
That is something
A 1977 Shaggin' Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly as shit.
It is not attractive.
Well, it's ugly on the outside, but wait.
Right.
The inside's brand new. New leather,
mm-hmm.
CD player,
yeah.
The works.
Sounds like an old person that had vaginal rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you buying that car?
No, I don't want that.
Absolutely not.
I don't want any of that.
Right. The inside that counts,
yep.
That saying
Yep.
When used in the right context, makes sense. Mm-hmm. And what makes it factual? Okay, here's the thing.
Yep.
When you say it's only the inside that counts, sounds like you're talking about pussy, baby. What up with them fallopian tubes? How about them ovaries? Your cervix is beautiful, baby. I've never seen a uterus like yours.
You can see the uterus?
Can you?
Do you have a fucking camera at the end of 8 and Change?
Your urethra is just impeccable.
He's got a GoPro just trapped onto the end of it there.
Well, people that say the inside that counts, that's not a real thing. Like, mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You married your wife because she's good looking.
I did.
If Nicole, your wife, fell into a campfire and sizzled her fucking face off and melted her head to where it looked like a goddamn underinflated helium balloon, are you staying with her?
No, I don't care about the vows. How much money is she making? What was the insurance money?
She's making 33 grand, working part time, but she's a stay at home wife taking care of your lifestyle.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
You're out of there, huh? I love it.
I'm gone so fast.
But I hear you, though, because she's good looking. Your wife's fucking sexy.
She is.
If she was ever underinflated, mm-hmm. I'm pumping that ass up, baby. Like Spalding. Basketball. So many PSIs in that ball. So not Tom Brady's.
He wouldn't know what to do with it.
He couldn't throw very well.
He wouldn't. It wouldn't work very well at all. You know what Tom Brady would do with that ass?
What?
Hand it off to his equipment manager.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you deflate it a little bit.
Let's do this, though, because this is the Pete Wild motherfucking episode.
It is.
Interview coming up.
Yep.
We need to get wild ourselves. Would you agree?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
So let's fucking do it. Then with our next segment, we're going to call this, in honor of Pete Wild.
Pete Wild.
Let's get wild.
Let's get wild with an E.
Yeah. So what this is, this segment, we're just going to discuss things that maybe got a little too wild.
You know what I mean?
So to start this segment off, we need to talk about last night where we took our honorary guest.
What happened?
Pete Wild out. We're not going to post the pictures, but for people, just so they know.
Yeah.
He was passed out dead to where he looked like a starfish.
Literally. Literally.
In public.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to you?
I honestly don't know. I just felt sick. And then after all the dry heaving outside.
Right. So much dry.
Dry heaving? So there was also a lot of wet heaving.
Yeah. Right.
He threw up so much.
To your to your defense, though, it was musical dry heaving.
It was.
Right. Wow, he sounds like he's touched her.
He sounds so drained after everything. I just,
He threw up American Woman.
So things got a little too wild last night.
It did.
I'm not sure how it happened because we actually got a party bus.
We did.
Yep. Picked us up.
Yep.
Went to Mill Ave.
Yep.
Did some bar hopping.
Yep.
And then during the bar hopping, Pete Wild stopped hopping.
Started sliding.
Couldn't hop no more.
No hoppy.
Another time I'm going to give you one.
Yep.
Where things got a little too wild.
A little too wild.
Yep.
Yep.
I have a 3-year-old son.
You do.
So that means roughly what? I don't know. What's that? 1,095 days ago to this day?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Things got a little too wild. I asked her if she was on birth control.
Yeah.
Hindsight, I probably should have asked that question before we had sex. It was like an after thing.
You were on birth control, right?
Right. Interesting. Another time that I can think of.
When we got...
Where things got a little too wild.
With a knee.
Yeah. My sister,
yep.
who I'll mention by name, so this gets back to her.
Yep.
Her name's Gabrielle. All right. Went to Phoenix Christian High School. She was 3 years old when this happened, okay?
Yep.
Must not have been eating her vegetables, okay? Because what happened was...
A little too much payway.
Yeah, she was trying to poop. And she couldn't. So unfortunately for her, when she gave up on pushing out the poop, she had already gone past the point of no return. So she's crying and screaming, you know what I mean? Couldn't get the poop out. So here's where it gets wild, because now it's just gross.
Right.
It gets better.
It does.
My dad grabs her,
grabs
his 3-year-old,
uh-huh.
puts her on her back on the coffee table.
Okay.
Where we eat, food and stuff. spreads my sister's legs, and pulls the poop out of her asshole with tweezers.
I don't understand how he grabbed the poop. Like, was there hair in it? Like, how did he grab the thing? Like, what was... It was just grabbable with tweezers.
You ever try to get like an egg out of water with a spoon?
Yeah.
There you go.
But like tweezers are not spoons, and poop is not eggs.
Why do you want this to be so visual?
I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Take this shit for what it's worth.
I'm like, did she fucking poop out Legos? Like, how is she, he's grabbing it with fucking tweezers.
I don't know what to tell you, because as I looked over his shoulder, all I could think was, this is fucking wild. Pete Wild, baby.
This is so Pete Wild.
Yeah. I want to do this. Let's take a quick break.
Yep.
But before we give a quick break,
yep,
tell our listeners, mm-hmm, our new sponsors before we go out.
New sponsors?
Yes.
Let's do some sponsors.
I've got a couple.
Let's do it.
We've been working hard these last couple weeks. This episode of Deep V,
yep,
the Pete Wild episode,
Pete Wild,
was brought to you today, mm-hmm, by Michael Strahan's Dental Plan.
Spread those things out in the middle. It's fine. Yes.
You got one?
Yep.
Who's else you sponsored by?
This week,
uh-huh,
is sponsored by,
yep,
Wobbly Shark Shopping Cart Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Just Walmart. The one. There's always one.
There's always one.
You'll never get one cart that's perfect.
The one where you feel like an asshole going down, yep, the aisle because everyone hears you.
It's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
You just want Rice-A-Roni, yeah, and they're, yeah, like, well, you shut up with, yeah, your Rice-A-Roni shopping.
Stop. That wheel isn't even touching the ground.
Grandma Strong Hand.
Yep.
You know who else this episode was brought to you,
yep,
by? This shit was brought to you today,
mm-hmm,
by a graduate's equivalency diploma. It just reeks of GED in here.
So GED.
You got one?
Yep.
Yep.
This episode is sponsored by regular priced PBR at a bar.
Wow.
Because it's still cheaper than every other beer that's on special at every bar.
So you know it's legit.
That is true, and we went to a bar, and that's true.
Or it either tastes like a tub full of piss that somebody farted in.
Yeah, I said PBR.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I digress. You know who else this episode's brought you by?
Yep.
This is my last one.
Your last one? I got, yeah, one more, too.
Okay.
All right.
This episode of DV,
right,
today,
yep,
was brought to you by,
mm-hmm,
Queen Latifah's stool softener.
Why does she need soft poop?
Because that's a big bitch.
Okay.
She goes to TGI Fridays frequently.
And she needs to
say, know her by the, what's up, queen? That's what they say when she comes in. The usual. Yeah, yeah, baby backs. Yeah. You got one?
Yep. This episode, mm-hmm, is brought to you by good actors and actresses,
okay,
in amateur porn. Like, I know it's fake.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm glad you make me believe it. Like Robin Williams and Peter Pan.
Oh!
I believe.
I love it. I want to do something.
You doing it?
Let's do this segment.
What segment?
Would you rather?
I like this one.
Where it just sounds like exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Would you fucking rather?
It's always gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Give one? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather,
mm-hmm,
clean a different human being, man, like a cat? Okay?
Okay.
Clean a man like a cat.
Uh-huh.
Every day. Or let a man poke you in the eyeball with his dick every day.
Well, my tip's soft, so he can fucking poke away.
Your eyeball?
Vision is not required for my lifestyle.
Yucky.
Yeah, yeah. Here you,
yep,
go. Right. I want to see where your morals are at.
My morals are skewed.
Would you rather have $200,000 cash,
mm-hmm,
or in-world hunger?
$200,000.
You said that so quick.
So fast. I'm not getting credit for the world hunger.
Okay.
If I get credit for the world hunger, I probably get some more money.
What if they gave you like a globe that said like thanks for your services?
If I get a trophy for ending world hunger,
yeah,
I'll take the cash.
Give me one.
Would you rather get your dick shot off by a shotgun?
Okay.
Or only be attracted to cadavers with no arms? Dead people with no arms.
What are they going to do with my dick? Let's go with that. They have no hands. What is it, a foot thing? I don't know what to do.
Well, they're dead. They're not going to do anything.
They're, right. They're just going to like. They're going to stare at me and like slowly walk. Like,
they're gonna...
I've seen Walking Dead twice and it's stupid. I would shoot all of
you're
them.
You're going to zombies. Yeah. I like this.
Okay. Oh, is that what we're
straight
going with?
Dead people.
They're just gonna just be laying dead in their coffin there.
Yeah,
and I'll be over them with my dick. True. You're not shooting this off.
True.
So, true. Joke's on them.
All right, give me one.
Let me give you one.
Yep.
Would you rather,
yep,
have a three-way?
God damn it.
With your wife involved.
Okay.
With either your brother or your dad.
I'm gonna say brother. Oh, okay. I'm not doing one with my dad. That's fucking weird.
Nice. Alright.
Alright, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather never have the internet from right now on,
uh-huh,
or always be startled by a spider and it's always gonna be on you? Like, there's always a spider on you and you're always startled.
They're gross.
They're disgusting. What was the other option? No internet.
No internet?
Yep.
I see a spider fucking once a month.
You'll see it every single day.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's right on par with my jerking, so I need the internet to function.
So you're getting scared with spiders.
Let's go with the creepy crawly spiders, maybe. It might tickle. That might be a thing. Like, it get them involved. You're like, oh my god, spider.
Spider. Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Here you go.
Yep.
Would you rather drink a Gatorade that a black man pissed in, or eat a salad with a cucumber that was in a dirty white woman's snatch?
Do I know the white woman?
Nope. No, yeah, you do. You know where she lives.
Okay.
And it's in a trailer. And she wears no shoes, has no job.
Oh, my God.
And shops in Walmart without her shoes.
Wow.
And her foots are just black.
Okay. Or black man Gatorade pants.
So, a.k.a.
Listen,
Michael Jordan's secret sauce.
That's what Bucks was giving everybody.
Right.
I do not like cucumbers. So, I'm drinking Gatorade.
All right,
I got one.
Okay, go.
Pee shards of glass 2 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or poop a football-sized, NFL-sized football, mm-hmm, 2 times a year. And not the Tom Brady style. Those are fully inflated.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're big.
They are.
35 PSI.
I've seen a baby born, so I'm going to go with the shards of piss.
Shards of glass?
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to cut up your wiener.
Twice a year?
Your urethra's ruined.
Mm. I don't need it.
That's just science.
Do not need it. I have one more for you.
I got one more, too.
You got one?
Yep.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Now, this is just fucking gross.
Okay.
All right? Would you rather suck a man's big toe for 5 minutes, like he was jogging, he wasn't wearing socks, he's gross, all right? He's a guy who, like, you don't want to change next to in the locker room because he just smells like a goddamn banana peel.
Right.
That dude.
Smells like a banana peel?
Yeah. Would you rather suck that dude's toe for 5 minutes or get your butthole licked by an underage boy for 60 seconds?
Jesus Christ. Oh, jeez. Okay.
It's only 60 seconds.
Well, yeah, okay. So I'm going to go with the butthole lick.
Okay.
I will tell you why. I am not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
The other one is a fifth of, that's 20% of, uh-huh, what I'm doing with the other guy.
Yeah, yeah.
This banana peel human being. Okay? So I'm just giving a butthole lick for a minute.
I'll answer my own. I'm going to go with the butthole lick, too. And here's why.
Yep.
That's going to impact his life more than mine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just an old clean asshole for me.
It's one of those things you're just going to put in the back of your head. You'll never remember again. It doesn't matter.
Throw him a toothbrush. Cheer up, kid.
Bingo. Last one.
All right.
Legally change your name,
uh-huh,
to Adolf Hitler, and you have to have the stash.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Or drink a different person's throw up once a month for life.
I'm going with the stash.
I mean, with Hitler? Your name's Adolf Hitler with a stash.
I could pronounce it different. It could be Adolf Hitler.
Everybody knows it's Hitler.
Do you?
Adolf Hitler. It still sounds very German and racist. It might sound more racist than Hitler. Hitler.
I've heard it both ways. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with that, then, we'll go to break. Yep. We'll be right back. Right. With Pete Wild.
With Pete Wild.
Deep V.
Yep.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
Back from the break.
Yep.
Winding this bitch down.
We are.
But not really, because we're with Pete Wilde.
Pete Tame.
Whom is never tame.
Yeah.
it's crazy in here. He actually comes with one of those dudes with, like, the whips to keep him tame.
Okay.
Just in case shit gets out of line.
Right. You know what I
mean? Siegmund and Freud. What's his dude's name?
Siegfried?
Yeah, and Roy. And Freud?
You said Siegmund. That sounds like a weird Siegmund sexual Freud. Thing that comes that was like, out, that was out like, of your wiener.
That's like Kamye or Kimye. What do they call themselves? You just blend it together, you know what I mean? Same thing.
Siegfried?
I've heard it both ways. Agree to disagree.
Siegfried.
Yeah. Well, here we are, Pete Wilde.
Pete Wilde.
Have some questions for you, sir.
Yep.
You are so fucking cool.
You are.
I really do want to smell your inner thigh. You're well put together. I will not lie. You're like a like an IKEA bar stool.
Yeah.
You're slim, sturdy, mm-hmm. but you should still probably be careful.
Right.
So, I want to know... Do you dabble with man ass, or are you sarcastically that well put together? The fashion, the hat, the mustache. I mean, you play instruments. You lean against walls and smoke cigarettes. It's all questionable to me.
Right.
So I want to know.
Right.
I love the ladies.
You love the ladies.
It's weird he put quotations up when he said
ladies. Ladies. All right.
Now the elephant's out of the room. For realsies. Who are some of the artists that inspire you?
Prince, for sure.
Prince? I love Prince.
Big Led Zeppelin fan.
Yep.
We spoke about that last
time. Yep, we did.
Prince and Led Zeppelin.
Prince and Zeppelin.
Okay. So we're kind of like, I just like music.
Jimi Hendrix.
Before he was dead or after?
Well, I was born in 1988. So.
Probably before.
Okay. So we got Jimi Hendrix, Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a tough one. Right now, currently, uh-huh. I really dig Bruno Mars.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned Prince.
Yep.
Okay. You're a musician,
mm-hmm.
and you're good looking.
Yep.
So I do want to know, when you play basketball, do you wear a blouse? Game blouses.
Blouses win.
What up, Dave Chappelle?
No.
No blouse.
No blouse.
Okay.
Usually tank top.
Could have fooled me.
Usually tank top. Right? Have you ever serenaded
I'm not opposed to the blouse.
No?
Not opposed.
Would you wear a blouse?
If I could pull it off, yeah.
See, that's what makes you cool. Because I would never fucking wear a blouse, no matter what. Even if I look cool, I'm like, I'm wearing a fucking blouse. Have you ever serenaded a woman?
Yeah.
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 He said that quickly like a shit. I just
yeah,
some shit.
I know.
Yeah. Been waiting to use this shit. Did it work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I actually had this thing in high school. Where I actually started doing this because I was
started
actually,
doing this,
yeah,
like multiple times.
So one day this started because I was broke and spent my bus money home on like food at the student store and like went way overboard.
You were broke and spent your broke bus money on some
bus other money.
That just sounds irresponsible.
Bus money sounds like $1.65.
That's like swapping your EBT
no,
card for
a couple buses.
Okay, all right, couple
take
buses.
A couple buses.
Yep.
And I was like 15 or 16. I just didn't care.
Like, sure.
So I had this idea. I'm going to go around with my new era fitted cap because I dressed very differently in high school.
Sure.
And I'm going to sing Motown songs to girls.
Motown specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. You're black.
And just hold my hat out. And girls not only gave me their money, but their numbers. So I just started doing it.
Hmm.
Not even at school. Just when we were out, there were a bunch of hot girls around and just started singing to them.
And it worked multiple times.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
I can't wait to do it this
what
weekend.
What if you continue to do?
Yeah. That makes me wonder. Have you ever played your guitar in like an annoying proximity to the sidewalk and you beg people for money as they walk by?
Never.
Never. You don't open the guitar box and you're like, give me a dollar.
But you just...
See, we... As a musician, we'd like to call it the coolest way to ask your friends for money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, buy my CD.
Okay. Same thing.
Do you prefer when you're having sex with a woman, when the woman screams your government name or Pete Wilde?
Actually, I'm a daddy guy. Yeah. I like daddy.
Yeah. MC. incest, baby.
Real Oedipus thing going.
Boxers or briefs, sir?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Both. I couldn't decide. That's so funny. Give me both, baby.
Give me both.
Boxer briefs.
All right, so you got the cool length.
Yeah.
But you keep it nice and tight on
Real
the balls.
Real tight.
Okay.
Nice and smooth.
All right.
What size is your waist?
My waist?
Start with a 2?
Sometimes.
I bet it's so small.
Depending on the pants, 29.
You know how I know, like, you're skinny? Because it's never dependent on anything. It's always a 36 for me. No matter what.
My waist size is elastic, baby. Works every time.
Mine's mom pants.
I want to know, Mr. Wild.
Yep.
How disappointed was your black family when they heard that you were a real musician and not a rapper?
My parents actually were relieved. My stepdad hates rap.
Uh-huh.
My mom doesn't really care for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they both black?
Yeah.
Just asking.
It could be like a stepmom situation, yeah. Stepdad. You know, interracial couples are in now, so.
Now, I know the answer to this, but how often do you wear sunglasses indoors?
Because you're wearing them on
right
now.
Quite frequently.
Do you? Yeah. Is it because you have bad eyes? Like, you have the Ray Charles eyes? Or you're just...
No, honestly, it forces people to come up and ask dumb questions. This is really just to get girls.
Nice.
Girls are into the sunglasses indoors. Because chicks want to sleep with one-eyed dudes. Cyclops gets so much
bitches tank. Love pirates.
Yeah.
Depending on the story, man.
I want to know, Mr. Wild.
Yep.
If you saw Lenny Kravitz, would you shake his hand or apologize for, being exactly like him?
I would actually ask him if it was cool if I banged his daughter.
I hear he has an attractive daughter.
She's Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, you know her too?
Yes.
I know nothing of her.
She's attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she full black?
She's Lenny Kravitz.
Both
black,
of his parents are half black, half Jewish, so technically she's half black, half
Oh,
Jewish.
Yeah, you know what? Who's her
Lisa
mom?
Benet.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
The chick from The Cosby Show.
Throwback Heidi. Yeah.
So, since she was on The Cosby Show, that means that, what's her name? Zoe Kravitz? Mm-hmm. Could technically be Bill Cosby's daughter.
It could be.
Oh!
If you see what I did.
The pudding box.
No, see y'all.
If you saw her, you'd know it's Lenny's.
Yeah.
Now
I just want to throw this in there. This has nothing to do with nothing.
Right.
You just did this drunkenly last night before you got a little too wild.
Nada.
Give us some of the Bane voice into the mic, please, sir.
Please do.
I'm gonna give you the whole little monologue.
The whole shebangs. You're auditioning for this role, right?
This
now.
Is Bane. This is Bane from Batman.
Bane from Batman.
Oh, you think the darkness is your ally? You've merely adopted the darkness, Mr. Wayne. I was born in it. It molded me. I didn't see the light until I was already a man, and by then it was nothing more to me than blinding.
He's talking. We're not playing this.
The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
Be wild, man.
Fucking killed the game.
That was incredible. Tell me this.
Yep.
How would you describe your style, fashion, music, that whole thing? Because your style looks like it was inspired from Jack Sparrow.
like Jack Sparrow meets Andre 3000 meets Lenny Kravitz meets Black Keys.
Meets Goodwill.
Who knows what's up?
I feel like you have a box of clothes and you just shake it over your head and whatever lands on your shoulders, you're like, boom, style, baby. Is that your thing?
Macklemore style.
Yeah, I just find shit I like or I think is cool and at thrift stores and it's only like $10 usually, so yeah.
God damn it, that's awesome.
That's so fucking cool. I wish I could do something like that.
Yeah.
Do you like smoking cigarettes after you have sex?
Yeah, I like smoking cigarettes.
In general? But like, do you do it in bed like in the movies?
No, I refuse to smoke indoors. It's disgusting.
I feel like you get head while you smoke cigarettes and blow the smoke in her face like you're doing a bad job.
Mad Men style.
I have smoked cigarettes during sex before.
Really?
During?
Yeah.
That seems very dangerous with the ashes.
No! I want to know! Where do you ash your cigarette?
Yeah.
Please say butthole.
No.
Seems so burning.
Ashy butthole.
Seems burning.
I'm not that brave.
Hey, Nicole.
No.
A more up-to-date question for you.
Yep.
I want to know, are you one day going to create a record label, okay, and then die of ALS, but your record label will be called Empire?
Sure.
All right.
If you had to guess, since you're a rock star, if you had to guess how you're going to die, how's it going to be?
Probably some sort of complications with liver failure or something.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to die.
Well, yeah, because he almost died yesterday. He had like 3 beers.
Did I not text you and say, is he dead?
Yeah.
You said, what did you say?
He's face down on the couch. I'm not sure.
I don't want to check. I'm all the way across the room. He's fine.
He even sleeps wild. I was like, dude, that's leather. You're going to die.
It's very dangerous.
It was incredible. Well, listen, sir, we appreciate you coming out to the DVK.
We do.
All the way from California.
Yep.
Flying first class like Pete Wilde does. Did you fly with your sunglasses on? Listen to that laugh. That
was, yes.
That's absolutely laugh.
Of course I did.
Real quick, will you sign our wall before you go?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Say to Mike.
To Mike.
Just to Mike.
To Mike.
To Mike, but with love.
Love Pete Wilde.
Always and
tell
always
our,
XO.
XO.
Tell our fans where they can find your music or where they can see you perform live.
Yeah.
So I have...
That's always a good sign.
Sound busy. Yeah. Right. He's a busy man.
Well, just mainly my EP's not out yet. So. Uh-huh. Currently you can't find it anyway.
But they should know that we heard it.
You guys have heard it.
DB exclusive.
Because we're fucking cool.
So where can they find you? Do you perform anywhere? You performed at a place called, what was it, the Three Clubs?
Yeah.
Was it Three Clubs or One Club? Because that's confusing.
It's one bar called the Three Clubs.
Assholes. What? Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's buy a house and call it the apartment.
Apartment with one house. One house, three apartments.
So you're performing in nice places, sounds like.
It's actually a pretty cool bar. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. We'll take your word for it. Thanks for coming out, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Be sure to follow DV on Instagram at the official DV and on Facebook at the DV. Be sure to follow Pete Wilde on Instagram at the Wild Thing or Pete Wilde on Facebook. I will see you in 2 weeks.
Well, perhaps he was wondering why he should shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane. DB, see you guys. Don't need your love. Lord, no. I can never afford you. Driving me crazy, I just can't get the break.
There's so many people in here.
So it's gonna get so hot so quick.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about how hot it's gonna get.
That's what I said.
We should grab like 10 beers right now.
So now we can move this.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a fire, we're gonna fucking die.
This is basically a Brazilian club.
Is that what this is?
This is not a Brazilian club.
Because you know the fire.
Well, wait, let me get this over here.
Because they all died from the
push a bullet back, Kelly.
Oh, that's right. They couldn't get out.
Yeah, they couldn't get out.
Yeah,
it was like this. It was like 15 square feet. 97 people. Here?
There we go. We got an extra seat over here.
There, now this is good.
Yeah, this is kind of roomy now.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big kumbaya.
Just wait till.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is going to catch everything.
Corona.
No.
No. No, do not be quiet. People think they have to. Do not be quiet.
Just don't, like, talk. You know, just laugh a lot.
Yeah. Don't try to put your two cents in.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear her?
No. I can take her out anyway.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Shit just got real. Pete just snapped up his top button like, motherfucker, I'm
ready
to go.
Came out done. The Pete that is
Let
wild.
Me unbutton this down to my belly button.
Show Lauren Jared's picture.
Yeah. So Jared's going out tonight.
What's
he wearing?
I don't know.
For
no.
Real?
So I'm going to show you his background first.
This is the background his brother's
first of all, Jared looks like his dog. The dog looks like Jared.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jared's background.
That's the last thing.
Yeah. You see, like, the
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So this is what he's wearing tonight.
He does not dress like that.
Never.
He's trying to be Pete Wallace so bad.
So hard.
No, last night I was standing by both of them, and he was like, you're so cool.
Oh, wow. This is going to get crazy for me really quick. God damn it. This sucks.
I hope this is extra awkward for you.
This is so awkward. I can't wait.
No, it's going to be good. They listen. They know the deal.
Just make sure you get my good side.
Which side is
that?
Doesn't matter. You have to figure it out.
Ooh. I like that.
Both sides are good.
That was an assumption that it was this side.
The bottom side. Yep.
Pete, you're awful. You're awful quiet over
there.
You're
so quiet.
You're good. You're all right. Yeah. You're good.
All right. It was a long night last night.
You remember all of it? All of it.
Every part.
I was fine. I just got sick.
Remember when I was carrying to the car and you screamed at me, stop moving?
I was going to puke.
Sorry, I'm trying to get you to the car, right?
He was dragging his boots and shit. I was like, pick your foot up. Pick your damn foot up.
You were dragging.
Yeah, his feet were
wrong. Awesome. All right. I have so many things I want to say right now, but most of them are in my questions.
Do you remember when Skylar screamed at you? You're the heaviest 140 pound human I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, you literally went limp. Like,
you're
like, you had, like you
dead
were
human.
I was like, what, you're fucking paraplegic? Like, give me something. You know what I mean? Like, she literally gave it all to me, like, handle this.
I was like, damn.
He's got it.
I asked for a spot for Mike for like 12 seconds. Like, the car wouldn't come around fast enough, and my legs were getting weak. I've not played football in like, I'm not exercising like 12 years.
So long.
I eat cheeses in a cubicle, so that's my thing.
White cheddar
is delicious.
It is good. I hate cheeses.
Why?
I have the four cheese right now.
I hate cheeses.
The Italian ones are, that the four cheese or Italian different one?
You're the wrong person.
They're delicious.
They're a little bitey.
Yeah. They're good.
I'm a pop chip guy.
Pop chip guy.
I am.
And you look like you're a fucking pop
chip. Sea salt, pop chip baby.
He watches the LBs.
Yeah. Let me just wedge my waistline.
He's a calorie counter, but like math isn't his best subject.
No.
He's not the weight he wants to be. Like, you know.
What are those chips that are really, really bad for you, but people think they're good? Sun chips.
Sun chips.
Yeah.
Are they bad for you?
Yeah.
They're so bad.
Fuck, my world is crushed.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
I used to get them like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be healthy today. Fucking at the vending machine to get sun chips.
We should.
I'm eating so good right now with this foot-long meatball sub and fucking sun chips.
It's the sun word. We should trick fat people and be like, listen, we're opening up a healthy fast food, sun burger.
Sun burger. Like,
it was made in the sun. That's a thing. It's organic.
It's
that gluten-free?
It's gluten-free.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Are we going to start
this
bet?
Let's do
this.
Are we ready? Let's do this.
Let's do it.